Welcome to the Joey Mitchell Podcast, Celebrity Interviews. Joey's been broadcasting his radio show throughout California for over 51 years and has interviewed hundreds of celebrities. Most of these interviews have only aired once. Now, he's decided to share them once again. Every week, a new celebrity with a behind-the-scenes peek into what happened before and after the interview. So sit back, relax, and get set to travel back in time. Here's Joey.
Thanks, Todd, and welcome to another edition of Celebrity Interviews with me, Joey Mitchell. Today we salute Felix Cavalier from The Rascals. He was born on November 29, 1942 in Pelham, New York. His mother was a pharmacist and his father was a dentist. His mother only wanted the best for her only son and had dreams of him becoming a classical pianist. To reach this goal, Felix was instructed in piano 3 times a week from the time he was only 6 years old until his mother passed away when he was 14. Felix's musical influences started to take hold in the form of idolizing the music of Ray Charles, among others. He started his first band called The Stereos while he was in his teens, during which time he began to perfect his vocal abilities. He also discovered the Hammond organ around this time and was mesmerized by its sound. The Hammond later became Felix's own trademark sound, along with his unique and soulful voice. Early in 1965, Felix formed the Young Rascals, along with Dino Danelli, Eddie Brigati, and Gene Cornish. And on October 28, 1965, the Rascals performed at the Phone Booth. It's a club in the Discotheque District of Manhattan's East Side. And then from 65 through 69, the Rascals were one of the best-selling groups on the pop charts, featuring Felix-sung hits such as Good Loving, Groovin', A Girl Like You, A Beautiful Morning, and People Gotta Be Free. Here, on the eve of appearing here in Sacramento, Felix gave me a call, and here's our interview on the air. 18 top 40 hits, 5 top 10 hits, 3 number 1 mega hits, and the man's in just about every Hall of Fame you can imagine. I'm talking about Felix Cavalier of the Rascals. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, man. Great. Great to speak to you.
Oh, you too. You're going to be here tomorrow with Brian Wilson at Thunder Valley. Is this your first time in the Sacramento area?
Oh, no. I've been there many times in the past, but I don't think I've been to that place before, Thunder Valley. So, looking forward to it.
This place is like being in Vegas. It's an Indian casino in Lincoln, California, and it is awesome. You're going to love the stage and the equipment. Uh-huh. Everything is first class.
Great.
You've been doing this for 50 years. Where are you from originally?
I come from near New York City.
Ah, I'm from Manhattan. I grew up in Washington Heights.
I know it well.
Dude, you're in the Songwriters Hall of Fame, the Grammy Hall of Fame, the Hammond Organ Hall of Fame. If you were a better hitter, you'd be in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
You know, that was my real goal, but I didn't make it. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Are you still writing and producing from home in Nashville?
Yeah, that's why I moved here. This place is really an amazing place to be a musician and to be around musicians. And, you know, young and old, everybody's coming down here to kind of get songs and to sort of get discovered. So, yeah, that's why I came here.
Some of the hits he's made are Groovin', Good Lovin', It's a Beautiful Morning, How Can I Be Sure, People Gotta Be Free. All fabulous songs, all songs we play here. And I gotta ask you, Felix, when you wrote those, did you know they were gonna be a hit, or was the fact that they went straight to the top a surprise for you?
Well, you know, you never really know anything except for if people like it, it's got a good opportunity. And you know, believe me, as soon as people hear it, you know whether it's going to be a hit. But when you're writing it, you know, obviously you think they're all going to be hits, or you think they're all going to be liked.
Yeah. Every song you make is so different from the previous ones, and mm-hmm. I think that's the real art. I mean, because it's so easy to fall into a template, right, and have everything sound the same if you're not careful.
Well, that's the advantage of being around when the Beatles were around.
Yeah.
That's what they did. So they kept jumping around to different formats, different kind of, you know, genres, and so it not only allowed us to do it, which, you know, years later they didn't really want you to do that. They wanted you to stay into a box. But most artists would like to create a lot of different things if they were allowed.
When you formed the Rascals, was that in New York City?
Yes.
Why the name Rascals? How did you figure that out?
Well, there's a lot of different stories about that, but I don't know if you all out there remember Soupy Sales.
Oh, sure, man, with the pie in the face. Yeah.
Yeah, well, he kind of gave us that name. He said, you know, what I want to really call you, I can't print. So let's try this one.
Soupy Sales.
He was a great man, though. He was such a lovely, lovely guy.
That's cool.
We love.
Now you're going to be with Brian Wilson. We're going to bring two people backstage for a meet and greet to meet you, 2K Hits listeners. What is it in a meet and greet that people do that drives you nuts? Come on, be honest.
No, I mean, really, it's cool. Whatever people do back there is fine because, you know, like sometimes, you know, they just get a little overwhelmed or sometimes they're just so happy.
Yeah.
There's really nothing wrong with people when they come back there. You know, there's some of them are a little sad. They may have lost a loved one that loved our music.
Oh.
For the most part, that happens a lot as the years go by. But you know, the most part, we're happy to see them.
One thing, we asked Felix to be part of Woofstock on Sunday, and unfortunately, he's got to leave town after the show. But he did something very, very nice. You made a donation.
Well, we did. Yeah, that rough organization is Touches Home because you know we have a pup, we have a Springer Spaniel. You know, so I know an awful lot of people who have rescues that take care of them.
And RUF stands for the Rockland Residents Unite for Fido. And what they do is they provide dogs for disabled vets. So it's a great cause. And we thank you for your donation, Felix.
Well, you know, some things are important. And these guys that were overseas, I always commend them during our show. Not only the current people in Afghanistan and Iraq, but the past tense, the Vietnam guys. I want them to know they're more than welcome out here.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Back to your rock and roll roots. Who inspired you, Felix?
Well, you know, growing up in New York, we had a great advantage, man. We had Alan Freed bringing WINS, who brought the rock and roll from Cleveland.
Right, right.
So I heard everyone in the beginning. Fats Domino, Jerry Lee Lewis, you know, Smokey Robinson, Elvis Presley, you name it, the Penguins, the Clovers. I heard everyone from, you know, Chuck Berry on, and I must say that all of them inspired.
I mean, after all these years, is there still someone that you'd want to share the stage with?
Well, you know, I've been on the stage with so many people. Billy Joel, I've been on the stage with Ringo, I've been on the stage with Bruce Springsteen.
Wow.
I don't know that I really want to share this stage, but I'm really looking forward to working with Brian Wilson again. I haven't seen him in quite a while.
That's cool. Yeah, it's going to be a great show. Explain to people who dream about being in show business but never had the opportunity. At that moment when the lights go out, and it's time for you to hit the stage, what's the first thing running through your mind, Felix?
Well, you have to make sure you got to make sure your fly is up.
Yeah, that's really important, man. Or it's a whole new kind of show, isn't it?
Yeah, but seriously, I mean, what goes through your mind as you enter that stage is the fact that there's a lot of people out there that really, really, really want to be entertained. They want to hear your music. They want to feel your music. And that's just such a blessing, and it's really such a kind of a treat for me as well that you just welcome that.
Talking to Felix Cavalier, he's going to be with Brian Wilson tomorrow night at Thunder Valley Casino. And two of you listening right now are going to get to meet him. And remember what he said, no touching. Hey, Felix, you're the man. Thank you so much for sharing time with us and for your donation to Woofstock. You have a fabulous show, my friend. I'll be in the audience watching.
Well, please come back and say hello, and thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
That's all for today's episode of Celebrity Interviews with Joey Mitchell. Join us again next week for another well-known celebrity that most likely only aired once on Joey's show until now. Now you can subscribe to the podcast at patreon.com/Joey Mitchell Podcast. patreon.com/Joey Mitchell Podcast. And you'll never miss an episode or extras only available to subscribers. Please visit and like Joey Mitchell's podcast on Facebook and tell us what you think. Thanks for listening.